Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Two news items made me think about how challenging balancing the costs and benefits of canine companionship can be in today's society. One was a reminder from a state health department that all dogs except service and patrol dogs were forbidden in restaurants and other public eating spaces. In keeping with the overreact first, maybe think later approach, the reminder triggered a range of emotional responses. Some belonged to the Kill the Messenger group. Other respondents became caught up in high energy but polarized responses to the news itself. One side thought keeping pet and emotional support dogs out of restaurants was a deplorable thing to do. Why shouldn't they have the same rights as trained service or patrol dogs? Petitions were written and incensed pet owners signed them. Facebook and other social media outlets buzzed with indignation and vows to reverse this terrible injustice. However, others took the opposite view. They believed such restrictions were long overdue. They were tired of having their meals interrupted or ruined by poorly trained, unruly dogs and owners unwilling or unable to control them. They were tired of putting up with dog owners too inconsiderate of or oblivious to the comfort of others to care. Naturally, politicians responded as politicians more often than not do. Wrapped in righteous indignation too, they promised to do whatever would gain them the most votes. But despite all the energy expended by those responding to the State Health Department reminder, these people apparently failed to realize that this was a reminder, not a recent change in the food code. It merely reminded the public of the existing State Health Department regulation. In an attempt to quiet the furor, a representative of the health department also noted that they have no plans to enforce the ban. Apparently, the cost of taking on highly emotional dog lovers exceeded any benefits to public health at this time. But were some microorganism or parasite of suspected canine origin to cause illness in people, history suggests that would change in a heartbeat. This brings me to the second news source, a daily newsletter called the Food Safety News. It's not what I consider fun reading at all. Although anyone can subscribe to it, it's not for the paranoid or squeamish. I signed up for it because they cover some pet food and pet treat recalls, as well as human food ones, both nationally and internationally. The bulk of these involve the improper handling or contamination of food meant for human or animal consumption. The good news is that there are more tests that are more sensitive to the presence of more disease-causing organisms than in the past. The not-so-good news is that how soon those tests are run depends on how long it takes enough people or animals to get sick to trigger awareness that there's a problem. It's also not so good news that these tests take time to run, time during which more people and animals may encounter the contaminated food. It's also not good news that quality control to prevent these problems is expensive, and sometimes people only consider its value when its absence results in sick people or animals. Then people start ranting about how could such a horrible thing happen, there should be laws to prevent this, blah, blah, blah. They totally miss the point that there usually are laws and procedures to prevent this. The problem is that some people choose to ignore these for one reason or another. If a society chooses not to spend the money necessary to enforce any laws that would protect human or animal health, or to raise a big fuss anytime the subject comes up, then the rules of nature will prevail. Which brings us to the bad news. When food contamination by microorganisms occurs in environments where food is prepared or served, the greatest concern naturally is for those at highest risk, those whose immune responses are compromised for some reason. Unfortunately, it turns out that there are a lot of things that can compromise the immune response, and medical researchers are discovering more every day. Most people know that the very young may be more susceptible to these pathogens because their immune response isn't fully developed. Similarly, those at the geriatric end of the spectrum may be more susceptible because their immune responses may not be as efficient as they were when these people and animals were in their prime. But there's a growing list of other immune-related problems that may affect those of all ages. These belong to several broad categories. Immunodeficiency diseases make people and animals with these more susceptible to diseases of all kinds. Some occur more often in the young and others in adults. However, a hallmark of all of them is the individual's susceptibility to overwhelming bacterial, viral, or fungal infections. Put another way, exposure to disease-causing microorganisms in food or in the environment that those with healthy immune responses can fight off may be fatal to those with immunodeficiency diseases. Primary immunodeficiencies involve problems with the immune system itself. Some of these are inherited. Others are caused by genetic mutations or other genetic diseases. As the technology to identify these causes improves, the number of these deficiencies identified continues to grow. Then we have secondary immunodeficiencies, excessive immune function, excessive innate responses, excessive adaptive responses, tumors of the immune system, and gammopathies. Each of these categories contains a collection of related immune system deficiencies that can undermine the healthy immune response in one way or another. Additionally, treatments or the side effects of treatments for some medical problems also may undermine the immune response. The number of those diagnosed with these problems also continues to grow. The immune system, like many natural systems, is designed to adhere to the Goldilocks and the Three Bears rule. Balance is everything. Too much or too little creates problems. Everything must fit just right. Some of these people and animals may exhibit obvious signs of illness or disability related to their condition. Others may appear perfectly normal, especially in a relaxed public setting like an outdoor cafe, farmer's market, or local brew and cheese tasting event. Given the prevalence of this growing vulnerable population, as well as those with other visible and invisible disabilities, common sense says that public spaces that add food to the mix are no places for dogs except for those properly selected and trained to be there. Much as the rest of us may love our dogs and think they're perfect and have healthy immune responses, careful analysis of all the training, grooming, healthcare, and other responsibilities that handlers of these animals must assume should convince all but the most delusional that our pet or de facto emotional support dogs don't measure up. Just because we want our dogs, or any pet, To be there doesn't mean they should be. Nor does it mean they want to be there either, or that their being there is healthy for them or others. Why put them and possibly others at risk? Is the cost to human and canine health worth whatever benefit we personally get out of doing this? Barring the existence or enforcement of laws forbidding canine presence, those are the questions each dog owner must answer for themselves.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.